B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Proper, the most electric sports talk. Ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock ya.
Good afternoon, everybody. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. It's NBA Draft Day, and I'm excited about it. Now, the Sixers, as we all know, they need more players that are cheap because they're about to have to spend a lot of money this offseason. Good thing about the draft now is it's a good thing that the Sixers aren't picking in the top five, the top 10, etc., because that means your team is good. And we're going to talk about that. We'll have Keith Pompey on at 3:30. They have, just for bookkeeping purposes right now, and obviously Andrew, who's in for me, and Natalie's in her spot, they'll be checking throughout the time about if there's any trades. But currently, right this minute, they have the 24th pick, the 33rd pick, the 34th pick, the 42nd pick, and the 54th pick. I personally would be shocked if they end up drafting five players. Even, and I believe there'll probably be one or two Euro stashes as it is in that second round, but that's where they lie right now. And we'll take your calls on that, and we'll talk about that, the draft, because it does matter, and the Sixers do have to hit on late draft picks. So that's not a small thing. But I want to start off talking about the Phillies as well, because they keep on losing. The Braves, meanwhile, keep on winning. The Phillies are now four games behind the Braves. Four games. Just like that. It happened fast. It happened fast in August last year. And now the month of June, it's happening just as fast for these Phillies. And Segura not hustling, I know a lot of people are mad about that. If you want to talk about that today, I will absolutely talk about that. But there's a main culprit. But before we get to the main culprit, Booney was kind enough to put together this graphic. I know it's very early in the program, so the TV viewers, and I'll read it off to you. Their win percentage in the month of June, 25th in the major leagues. Their team ERA, 25th in the major leagues in the month of June. Home runs allowed, they're tied for 28th in the month of June. Perhaps you don't put Cole Irving in the game, and that number's not so high, but that's just separate. That I kind of expected, though. Going into the season, I didn't believe that this pitching staff was good enough. So it's not shocking to me that they're giving up home runs and ERA. The culprits, I thought Nola would be better, but I'm not shocked. These are the ones that really concern me. Team batting average, 26th in the majors in the month of June. I know they lost McCutchen, but still. Runs scored, 23rd in the majors in the month of June. Only 64 runs the whole month. Bryce Harper has, what, two home runs? And Hoskins has how many? Well, one? Two? He has two, so they combined for four. And team OPS, I thought this would be a team that mashed all year, 23rd in the majors in the month of June. So, when you put that all together, the team's struggling, the Phillies are losing, and I hear a lot of conversation, a lot of criticism for the manager, fair. I hear a lot of criticism towards Segura for not hustling, fair. I hear a lot of criticism about a lot of people. The lack of heart from some of these members of the bullpen, fair. Oh, my hamstring. Oh, Arrieta can't suck it up and pitch on Sunday on regular rest so that he can set up the rotation better, and instead you get an opener and all that mess. All that's fair. But there's one name missing from the criticism far too often. And it's odd because he's their most popular player. It's odd because he only makes $33 million a year. It's odd because it was such a big hubbub about how important he was to sign. It's odd because as I look at it as we speak, his batting average is .243. He has a whopping 12 home runs on pace for less than 30. If you haven't picked up the context clues yet, the reason that the biggest reason, not the only reason, but the biggest reason they're failing is Bryce Harper, and no one's saying it. Am I in the Twilight Zone? They pay a guy $33 million, and he hustles. I get it. And he went, oh, yesterday in the two games, he went 0 for 4 with four walks. Okay, that's fine. But I did not pay. I didn't pay. I'm sure they didn't pay $33 million for a guy to draw walks and not drive anybody in. You pay for production. And the hustle is cute, but you don't have to hustle if you hit the ball in the stands. Then you can go slow. He doesn't hit the ball in the stands. I am at what point? It is now 45. I did the math. We are exactly 45% into baseball season. It is not early anymore. When will Bryce Harper be a star for this Phillies team? And if he's not a star at all, why is he not being chastised for not being a star? I'm confused by it. I don't understand it. It seems pretty simple. If this was the Sixers and they sign Butler and Harris to max contracts this offseason, and they start the season and we're 45, so we're 35, 36 games into basketball season, and Harris and Butler are both playing, or let's use Jimmy Butler. Instead of averaging 20, he's averaging 15, and the team's not winning. The Sixers fans would automatically say, you know, why do we pay Jimmy the max if he's only going to score 15 points a game? Yet with baseball, because we don't like the manager for whatever reason, and the manager has not been good, and because Segura doesn't hustle, and he should be benched tonight, the problem with that is I don't know who you play instead of him. I mean, he's not hitting, so I guess you just play anybody, but I'm not one of those people that believe you just play anybody. I prefer benching a guy when I have a suitable replacement, but he can't play tonight after what he did. We're getting distracted from the fact that the reason that this lineup isn't hitting is because their best player's not hitting. Why aren't they scoring runs? Because the guy that's supposed to hit home runs doesn't hit home runs. To me, it's just not complicated. I'm not saying, I want to make something clear. It was not a mistake to sign him. Too early to say. I'm not saying trade him. I'm also saying that when they come home to play the Marlins, you don't boo them, because I think you boo effort, not results. So I don't think that. I want to make this clear. We should be able to be evolved enough to have this conversation. But as far as being the reason they're losing, he has to rank number one. Andrew Salchunas, you do the Fanatic Baseball Show. Am I crazy with what I'm saying?
No, you're not crazy to be critical of Bryce Harper. I think one of his biggest problems is I don't see him showing any aggression at the plate.
Right.
It almost looks like he's looking for walks at this point.
Right.
And walks are great. So you said you went 0 for 4 yesterday with 4 walks. That's a 500 on-base percentage.
Right, 0 for 2 with 2 walks in both games.
So
that's what he did.
In 2 games, he had a 500 on-base percentage, and he found a way to get on base. That's great. But 0 for 4, I'm sure there's 2 or 3 strikeouts involved in that, because that's what he's doing a lot.
Yep.
He's getting down 1-2 or 2-2, and then he ends up striking out if he's not making contact on the ball. So if he's not making contact, he's either walking or he's striking out, which is a problem.
There it is.
And the aggressive base running, awesome. But yesterday he made a mistake. He hesitated rounding second base. As soon as you hesitate, you go back.
Right. Instead, he gets the first out of third base, and his manager, who is part of the problem, praises him.
Which is another issue.
The manager's been bad. But I don't understand. So maybe Mike says sometimes he wants to be educated, and the people don't believe him. For whatever reason, they think Mike doesn't actually want to learn from the people. Well, I'm in this seat today. I want people to explain to me why the obvious thing to me, which is if Bryce Harper was playing at an MVP level, I think the Phillies would be at least tied for first place. That's what I think. Some of these close games that they lose, they would win if he was playing at the MVP level that should be expected from a player making $33 million a year. That's a lot of money. I just want production. The walks are cute and everything, but I want production. Obviously, we'll talk about the draft. Speaking of the draft, we're going to have a little fun as well. It's not going to be all anger. We're going to have fun today. We are also going to do myself, Natalie, Andrew, versus all of you in the first annual, at least to my knowledge, All Philadelphia Area Draft. Okay, it's very simple. You call in with your sports point. You will then draft a person with Philadelphia ties. Has to be, this is the rule. Can't be a fictional character. And they have to have an actual Philadelphia tie. That's the only rule. So, is a politician eligible? Yes. A singer, an athlete, you name it. It's South Jersey. So this is the Philadelphia area to be sure. The Delaware Valley, as we know, and we'll extend it all the way to Cape May. And in Jersey, we go as far north as Trenton. All right, does everybody understand? I think that's a fair. You can go as far north as Trenton. North of Trenton, they're out. All right. Toms River's not. That doesn't count. That's out. That's a New York.
So no Todd Frazier.
No Todd Frazier. There you go. Toms River played Little League and now for the Mets. Yes. Philadelphia area draft. We have a draft board. Now, we have three. We were in, before the show, we were supposed to be doing show prep. We were actually doing draft prep.
We're so in the war room.
We were in the war room together, breaking it all down.
Sure were.
Now, we have our picks. We're going to alternate. And the callers will obviously alternate with their picks. Because we've had more prep, we will give the callers the first overall pick. That's about as fair, and we'll compile it. Natalie, you're going to keep track right now.
Yes, I am. I'm getting it all ready now.
Natalie's going to keep track of it, and then we're going to have our team versus your team throughout. In honor, of course, the NBA draft, we're going to do the all-Philadelphia area draft, and it's not just sports. That doesn't mean that a sports person can't make the list. It just means that they don't have to be sports people.
And to be clear, they didn't have to be born in Philadelphia.
No, no, no.
They could have played for a long time. And is it a long period of time, or is it at least 1 year?
It's at least 1 year.
Someone who was a difference maker.
But it has
I
to
think
be,
it's fair.
Right, but if you pick somebody who, if you want to pick Robert Covington, or you want to pick Dario, for example.
Those are two wasted picks.
That would be a wasted pick. You want somebody, or a one-term mayor. You probably don't want to pick that when there's somebody who made a bigger, more lasting impact. But that's all the hints we gave. I think that it's fair. Like that. So, this is what's on the table today. We're going to do this all day. The Phillies. Why is Bryce Harper not taking the amount of heat that I think would be appropriate? I'm glad we're not trying to run him out of town. Like, I want to make that clear. I'm glad we're not calling for him to be cut. I'm glad that we're saying, oh, this was a bad signing. What I'm saying is, though, he hasn't produced, and we keep looking for reasons. I think this is the reason. I think that's the reason. No, I know the reason. It's because he hasn't been good enough. And, of course, the NBA draft, Keith Pompey later on. I have my whole draft board in front of me. I have my draft board. Look at that. Look at this draft board. Pretty big draft board here for that.
That's a stack of papers, Ty.
Yeah, I got my draft boards already. I'm ready for that as well. We'll talk about all of that. All right, 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Let's have some fun today, and let's answer some questions today. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missanelli Show. The Fanatic.
Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie, what's the poll today?
Sorry, I was afraid that they were going to stick like they normally
do. Good.
Today's Twitter poll, we have over 200 votes tie on this one early. Should Bryce Harper be taking more of the heat for the Philly slide? You're going to be so surprised by these results.
Okay.
43% say yes, 57% say no.
See,
And let me read one of the comments, okay?
Yeah.
Because I feel like this is going to explain it all. Bryce seems to be the only one playing at 110%, even if it leads to base running blunders. It's that grittiness factor, which is why people are not blaming him. It's that TJ McConnell complex.
Right. And this is something we have to get better at in this city. I'm a person who has emotion. I get angry. Don't really get sad ever. But I get angry and you can see it. Other people can play it cool. That doesn't mean that person that plays it cool cares less than I do. And, all right, take out Segura. Outside of him, you're going to tell me Jetpacks isn't giving 110%? Like, what? How do you, based on what? Real Muto's not giving 110%? Hoskins is not? What does that mean he's the only one? Because he's doing flashy, stupid things, we have to be better than this. And most of all, Real Muto's been the most consistent player on this team all year. Almost every week, every month, same guy. You know what you get from him. And it's been solid. He's been the best catcher if you combine offense plus defense in all of baseball. He's giving the man tried to stay in the game after taking a ball off the groin. This notion, you're going to tell me Nola's, he's not executing. So I'm mad at Nola. You tell me he's not giving 110%. I don't give a, I tell you what, if a guy gives me 80% and has 20 home runs right now, or I take Bryce at 110, which is also stupid. You can only give 100. Start with the 110. And his 12, I take the 80%. And one other thing. There's this saying out there where somebody says, if you fall down five times, you get up six.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second, how stupid that is. Now, think about it. You're up. You fall. Right?
Yeah.
All right? So that's one fall.
Okay.
One get up.
Yeah.
You fall two, three, four, five. You can only get up five times if you fail five times. You can't get up a sixth time if you only fail five times.
This is true.
That's a dumb saying.
Yeah.
We're suckers for stuff like that in this city.
For
the dumb saying. Fall down five, get up six. Fall down. No.
Lunch pail guy.
Right. How about this, Bryce? Hit a home run. I don't need you to leg out a triple. Hit home runs. This, right now, this season, and I'm going to get to the phones in just 1 second. We're going to do our picks. We're going to have fun, I promise. But that Twitter poll and that comment infuriates me for this reason. Gives 110%. No. Like, isn't the job to produce? Isn't this what this is about? Production? If Embiid, if Simmons, if Giroux, we got to stop. I get that he picked us. I'm glad he picked us. I believe it's going to end up being good. But he's the problem. And then everything else is secondary. Because if he's Trout or Trout Light, or if he's an MVP candidate, like who the top two in the
Yelich and Bellinger.
There you go. Both of them. By the way, I don't know if they give 110%, but I know they produce. Maybe they're pacing themselves for a long season. Yelich looks like he doesn't have a care in the world. I don't know if his face has ever changed. He just hits, wins the MVP, has a small market team with a better record than the Phillies. Like, that is what I care about. So, that's let's hope that we smarten up. That was early voting. We smarten up over 4 hours. All right. Joe and Robert Covington, Virginia, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic at NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's going on?
Hey, I was just calling in. I had an observation last night during watching the Phillies game.
Okay.
And I have a question slash comment, and I'm being sincere. So it's like the sixth inning,
uh-huh.
I think it's sixth or seventh. Harper gets walked again,
mm-hmm.
and man on first, no outs. We're only down one run. Now, why wouldn't we go small ball and bunt him over? I know the situation. We got big hitters behind him.
Well, that is why. And this team.
Yes, yes.
And this team was supposed to be built for launch angle and all these other things to hit home runs. They were supposed to be a slugging team. They don't manufacture runs. That's not what they do. But also, and this is the sixth inning, and it was, what was it, a 2-0 game at that point or 1-0 game at that point?
I believe it was still 1-0.
All right. You're still looking for a big inning. They're not just looking for the one run. So I hear you, but that's not how this team is built. And most teams are like that now.
I do understand that. But, you know, if you're sitting back and you're watching everybody struggle, your on-base percentage is down, your slugging percentage is down, why not go back to the fundamentals at that moment since it's only a one-run game? Now, I know we don't play for ties, and I'm not trying to be ridiculous. I'm actually being sincere. It was just kind of frustrating. I'm like, you know what, why not move him over? You know, he's been trying
to steal. Right, but listen, you move him over to second. Somebody still has to hit him in.
That's true, yeah.
And it's no outs. You're still at that point looking for a big inning, and this team is built. Now, did you hear the draft premise? I want to give you an opportunity. You don't have to take it. To make the first pick for the Philadelphia area draft.
Okay, how about Kevin Hart?
All right. That is his choice.
I told you that would go early.
He would go early. Now, he was on everyone's board. But I feel like that was too high. Now, with that.
What's your counter, Ty?
My counter, since this is my turn to make the first pick, since I'm in the big chair today. My with the first overall pick, or the second overall pick, or first round pick in the all Philadelphia area draft, Team Radio chooses.
Yes.
Benjamin Franklin.
Yes, the OG Philadelphian, if there ever was one.
The OG Philadelphian.
The OG, the OG American.
Right.
The inventor of everything.
Do you think Ben Franklin would have sold out to make like 9 terrible movies in a year?
I don't
think so either.
Although,
they
said old Ben liked the ladies.
He did.
Ben liked the ladies.
He was popular.
If a lady wanted him to make those films, he would sell out for that.
He was popular on that cobblestone.
But if you make me choose, founding father that didn't own slaves, Kevin Hart. Founding father with the extra incentive of didn't own slaves, Kevin Hart. I think we're in the lead early. What do you think?
I think so.
Think
yeah,
the
there would be.
That.
There would probably be, Kevin Hart wouldn't be born in Philadelphia if there was no Ben Franklin.
No. And the man who had enough bravery to fly a kite in a thunderstorm, I never seen Kevin Hart do anything that brave.
And break apart from the British?
And remember, when they signed the Declaration of Independence, there was no such thing as air conditioning.
No, there wasn't.
My man, he was the oldest member.
Mm-hmm.
He was the oldest person there, sitting there in all that wool and a wig in that heat.
In July.
In July, yeah. In Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Think about that now that we're grown.
It's humid out now.
That man, anybody who was living like that, there were people out there who were outside, but at least they were outside. This is in a building for hours, hashing out what to do. They made some mistakes, but Ben's all right with me.
He basically drafted Wiggins, and you got him beat. That's pretty much what just happened.
Ooh. All right, Jerome at Elkins Park, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Tyrone, Natalie, Dre. How's everybody?
What's up, Jerome?
I want to thank you, because I've been holding off with this topic. I was really looking to get in line of myself up for Mike, and then he's off. Look, I hope I'm wrong. But I didn't care for the acquisition of Bryce Harper.
Well, hold on. Why?
Why?
Don't go by now because you've seen him have.
No,
going
no,
into
no,
it,
no.
Why were you against it in the past tense?
I'm being honest. I'm a contemporary with Mike as far as age, so I'm not lying.
I'm just asking you why.
Okay. I've seen enough of the Nationals games
mm-hmm.
that this guy is kind of a pass the buck somewhat. Those things where he wants to look like he's hustling and all of that, that's because he knows he's not going to deliver in those crunch times. It's almost as though, you know, we're looking for a combo guard because Ben Simmons, we don't know if he's going to commit to get a mid-range jump shot, just so everybody understands where I'm coming from. You know, like you said, he knows how to play the game as far as speak the lingo and play it, smooth things out. But as far as being a guy, you know, if that was the case, he'd be hitting cleanup. I'm sorry.
Well, no. It made sense to have him batting in the three hole as the best hitter on the team, most talented player. The cleanup hitter doesn't necessarily that. The baseball's changed in that way.
Well,
I don't like that there are times, as Andrew mentioned in the open, it was a great point. He mentioned that there are times where it looks like he's looking to walk rather than look to put a ball in play.
Exactly. I mean, in most cases, they have had opportunities, not now, but guys in the first and second position who would get on base for him to drive him in. He's just looking as though he's not trying to make a mistake.
Right, and some of that could be the contract. Do you want to make a pick?
Yes, I would. Yes,
all
I
right.
would. Since it's so early, I guess I'll be born and raised, which I was in West Philly, and also Will Smith.
All right, that's a pretty good pick there. Pretty good pick.
Solid
pick. He was high on everybody's board.
Mm-hmm.
So for their team so far, Kevin Hart and Will Smith,
yeah.
Benjamin Franklin. Now, Natalie, your pick.
I'm going with Miss Grace Kelly. Princess Grace Kelly. Of Monaco. Literal Philadelphia royalty.
Philadelphia royalty.
Yeah.
See?
Can you name another girl? Another girl who became a princess?
I can't.
Outside, you know, Meghan Markle.
No, but she's not from here.
Right. She's not a Philly girl.
There are people who say, Natalie, that you're Philadelphia radio royalty.
Really?
Yeah, people say it.
That's lovely.
Yep, out Fishtown they say it. They say it. So there you go. So I hope everybody got the gist of it now. I think we're in a groove. We're still ahead. But that second pick from the caller, much better.
Yes.
I think we all agree.
Can I mention something real quick?
Sure.
Going back to our first caller about the bunting Bryce Harper thing.
Yeah.
Scott Kingery is up to bat. He's your hottest hitter. Why would you take the bat out of his
hands? Jetpacks is the... another guy who I didn't mention probably gives 110%.
But he's basically been hitting like 500 over the last week.
He hit a home run yesterday in the first game.
Please don't have him drop a sacrifice bunt.
So he hits a home run in the first game, and now you want him bunting in the second.
I ended up going 0-for-4, but you're not going to bunt him.
You also don't know that in real time.
Right.
You want to give a guy who's been hitting, and he has about 1,000 extra base hits. Like, almost all his hits go for extra bases. Guy hits no singles. So you think right there, if he hits a double there, Harper scores. That's what you're thinking, possibly. If he's hustling, give it 110%. Like, Joe in Turnersville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's
I
up,
wanted
Joe?
To mention something in conjunction to your opening statement, Tyrone, about the 76ers draft, but related back to the Phillies this way. And I agree with you in what you're saying about Harper in general. However, if you take a look at the Phillies draft over the last 5, 6, 7 years, they've picked either number 1, number 7, number 4. They've come up with nothing. You could take Nola, which
so far, so far, you don't know about some. You don't know about Haseley yet. You don't know. He's been batting like 290 since then. No, it's too early to tell. He's 21 years old.
I think that with the amount of number one, they picked in the top 20 the last 5, 6 years. They have to hit on some of those picks.
Your overall point is not wrong. The cupboard has been bare. But you know what they did to try to cover up for that? They traded a Crawford for Segura. They spent money on Bryce Harper. And Bryce Harper, no. He was a first overall pick. So they acquired somebody else's first overall pick. Is he playing like a star player? Is he having the type of season necessary for them to win?
No, but I will say this. I was for the deal. I'm still for the deal.
I agree with that.
And if you really take a look, here's the other problem with this team, which I'm a Phillies fanatic, so this has really been bad for me the last. There are a team of streaky hitters.
I get that, but a lot of teams are streaky. The question is, most times if you have 8 guys, they're not all going to be cold at the same time. They're not all going to be hot at the same time. When they're hot at the same time, that's when you get those magical games where you score 13, 17 runs. I get it. The one guy, when is he hot? When is Bryce hot? When does he have that great month? I literally expected that he might hit 12 home runs in a month and then maybe go cold after that. The issue with him is he hasn't been streaky. He's just been blah. I need him to hit. He has 12 right now. I need him too late for June. I need him for the month of July to hit 12 in that month like Ryan Howard did. Like Utley would do. I need him to carry a team like a middle-of-the-order guy, and he's not coming close to that. And apparently, myself, Andrew, and Natalie are the only people in the city that are bothered by it.
Well, you know what I find interesting, Ty, is that when you think about, we have Jason Stark on all the time, and, you know, when you listen to all the reports and everything, it seems like the Phillies are just waiting for him to get hot, but it's like, how long do you give him? What's the lifeline of him before, you know, it gets really bad?
Yeah.
That's what I'm wondering.
Right. So,
because it's like Jason Stark said, I think when he was on This Week, he just needs to straighten out a couple kinks.
Well, straighten them out.
Right.
Because you're 4 behind. And another week, I know we assume they are about to play weaker teams. You get through tonight, you should be able to beat up on the Marlins and the Mets. You got 10 straight against them.
Yeah, hope.
You should be able to. And if you go 8-2 in those 10, fine. But what if you go 6-4? And the Braves in that 10 go 7-3. Now, right there, if you lose tonight, and then you go 6-4, they go 7-3, before you know it, you're 6 back. And you can say, oh, it's easy to make up 6. Not with this roster. They don't hit, and they don't pitch. And they don't play great defense. And they don't hustle. And the manager's starting to be a little shaky. not a lot's going good for them right now.
And what was disturbing yesterday, I was listening when I was driving in for the baseball show when you guys had Jason on. He mentioned that the price tag right now for a guy like Madison Bumgarner is three top prospects.
Yeah.
Which, that's a problem. Are the Phillies good enough right now to give up three prospects?
No.
For a guy on the final year of his deal.
And it goes back. Okay, this is what you do now, Harper. You carry them from now to the trade deadline. It's your job as the star to put them on your back and be so great that they can get there. And then you don't have to worry about giving up all those prospects. That has been done. We just haven't seen him do it. And I'm not saying he won't do it, but I think it's fair for me 45% literally I did the math, into the season. We're now past the middle of June. It's the 20th. We are now three quarters into June. We're no longer saying it's not early anymore. By any, All-Star break's a couple weeks away, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not like you're playing out of division teams.
No,
26 straight games against divisional opponents.
And it has not gone well so far.
No.
It has not gone well so far. All right, 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Got one open line right now. Sixers draft, we're going to talk about it. I'm not forgetting about it. Phillies and Bryce Harper, why are we, us three, the only three, really bothered by the fact that Bryce Harper's has not been special? And anybody out there can tell me, when will he be a star? Because right now, 243 with 12 home runs, not a star. And don't give me RBIs. RBIs are nice. We've evolved past RBIs. We know why. You also used to have a leadoff hitter that was the best in baseball getting on base. That's why he had a lot of RBIs, because McCutchen was always on base in front of him, if we're being honest. It's nice that he was knocking them in, but you don't have that anymore. It's now time for him to hit it in. Some souvenirs for the fans, perhaps. Give back some souvenirs. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missanelli Show. The Fanatic.
Fanatic NBC Sports Philadelphia, Tyrone Johnson, and for Mike Missanelli. He's out today and tomorrow. Talking about baseball, talking about the draft today. It is the NBA draft, and we're doing our Philadelphia area draft. We'll be taking your calls throughout the time. Keith Pompey at 3:30. We're going to have fun today. Let's go back to the phones. Danielle in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi.
What's going on, Danielle?
Well, I was calling really to pick for my draft, but someone took my person.
Well.
But that's okay. The Harper thing.
Yes.
I'm on your side, you and Natalie. I was good with the signing, but he needs to pull it together.
So maybe you can help out. Help us out, Danielle. You're out there with the folks. You're up in the Northeast. Explain to us why does it seem like he's dodged all criticism so far? It seems odd because most times we hold superstars to perhaps an unfair standard. Why do you think he's just being held to no standard?
I really, honestly, it's the name. Just because people expect him, I guess, to do good. They're just waiting.
So they say.
I myself have been shocked that there hasn't been more outrage. I don't get it. Everybody I talk to still is on the train. They're hyped. They think he's going to just magically start doing good.
All right. Now, did you come up with a backup person? You said your person was taken.
I did. Well, after I heard, I'm going to go completely different now.
Okay.
But this is a good one who contributed to our city and is part of the city. Gov Rendell. Governor.
All right. Ed Rendell.
Lover.
Absolutely. Absolutely. NBC Sports Philadelphia family. Thanks, Danielle. All right. So that was their third pick. Andrew, is now your turn.
Yeah, I love the Gov. He helped the city a little bit. But let's pick the guy who kind of built the city.
Uh-huh.
My man, Bill. Bill Penn.
Oh.
Billy Penn?
My man, so Billy.
That guy?
Bill Penn.
Yeah.
Now, also, on our squad. So we got Natalie, do the teams real fast. Do three picks.
So by the way, I think Booney has a graphic up of the teams.
Yeah.
He emailed us a graphic. I guess they're going to add the names as the show goes along.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice. So team callers has Kevin Hart, Will Smith, and Ed Rendell. And team radio has Ben Franklin, Grace Kelly, and William Penn.
I like where we're thinking.
I like where we're at.
Like where we're at so far.
Start really big, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, building the city.
You know, I still have some big name. Philadelphia, see, this is great about being an old city. An old city. Philadelphia, we rank up right there with anybody.
Yeah.
With anybody.
We go way back.
We go all the way back to the beginning. So, but I have to say, after the initial pick, it's gotten better for the callers.
It has.
Kevin Hart is the first pick.
Yeah. I don't think he put much thought into it.
No. But hey, there's always going to be bust.
Right.
And later on in the show, I have, thanks to Tyler back there floating, I have the recent Boston picks, the recent Knicks picks, and the recent Sixers picks, and everything will make sense when you see this. And it'll make sense, speaking of bad picks.
Okay.
Because all three teams...
bad picks.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The draft is is not a science. It is, at best, it's a... Well, you know how they
say... It's an experiment.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Okay, you know how they say, like, you practice medicine?
Yeah.
This was a lot of medicine without FDA-approved drugs. That's what this list is. It's horrid. Wait till you hear some of these names. That'll
be
fun a little later in the program. Travis, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Ty, man. Travis here. First time caller, long time listener.
Appreciate it, Travis.
So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the draft.
Yes, sir.
So the Sixers got, what, 24 and 33 and 35. They got a couple,
they have,
right?
24, 33, 34, 42nd, and 54 as of right now. I doubt they draft all those players, but they have 4 seconds and the 24th overall right now.
So at 24, you think... they're basically taking someone that's a risk, right? High risk, high reward.
Not necessarily. You could also pick a player who they think has a high floor but a low ceiling. A player that'll never be a star but they think can help them right away. That's also an option there.
So let me throw out a name to you that I haven't heard any of the mock drafts pick up on this guy.
Okay.
Carson Edwards out of Purdue.
I mean, he's in every... Right here. Okay. Carson Edwards out of...
I didn't have Philly, though.
No, because the one I decided to use, after compiling everything, has him actually going in the second round, and that the Sixers could possibly get him at 33 or 34, that Carson Edwards. I like Carson Edwards. The question is, you can't expect too much from Carson Edwards right away. I think he can shoot right away. He's only 6 foot tall, but his arms, he has a 6'6 wingspan. I think he'll be able to get shots off. I like him. I would not be angry if they got him, but I think people have now fallen, and he's become that that popular pick, actually, and people have gotten a little too excited about him.
Really?
Yeah, people are very excited about him.
I watched a lot of Purdue basketball this year. He reminds me a lot of when Steph was in Davidson, just throwing him out, hitting crazy shots.
He does, but Steph's a few inches taller and the greatest shooter to ever be born.
Agreed.
So that's
nowhere near there, but
he's on everybody's radar. I'm going to ask Keith Pompey about him. I know the Sixers had him in. People recognize him. He destroyed Villanova. I mean, what he did to Villanova alone makes me like him.
Yeah,
to be honest, because I'm no Nova guy. Now, quickly, do you have a Philadelphia area pick? Or are you good?
Yeah, no, definitely. Come on, Sylvester Stallone.
All right, that's a good, that's a fine pick. At least he didn't say Rocky.
Yeah, that's true.
That would not be allowed.
No.
Fictional character.
No.
All right, so is it back to me?
Yes, Ty.
It is back to me.
Yes.
All right, so I counter his Sylvester Stallone pick with one Walt Whitman.
Oh.
My man Walt.
That's a good one.
My guy Walt. So Walt Whitman.
Walt Whitman.
On my list at the board. You see, what I'm doing is what all NFL teams and all NBA teams should do. I'm staying true to my board. Got my draft board. I'm staying true to the board.
Oh, captain, my captain.
That's right.
The great Walt Whitman.
The great Walt Whitman. One of my favorite bridges in all of the world is the Walt Whitman Bridge.
And the Ben Franklin. We got both bridges.
Both bridges.
Over troubled water.
We might get another bridge.
We might get another bridge.
Depending on what happens. We're going to have all the bridges on lock. We're going to have everything. You can't get in the city without our team.
And we have a statue.
And a statue.
That you can see from the bridge.
And you weren't allowed to build a building taller than that Billy Penn statue. So that's the first hour. That concludes the first hour of the draft. I think we're ahead after the first hour, but it's still three more hours to go.
So what would you call our strategy? Like, are we drafting the proven seniors and they're trying to go for the one and done's here? Because sometimes the one and done's good.
Yeah, I think they're going with a lot of sizzle. We went with more steak.
Yes. Yes, we're kind of going for the classics.
Yeah, that's all.
And they're taking kind of the movers and shakers of the recent years,
right? Which is
it's fine.
Let's see how it plays out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because all their names were also on my board, just lower on the board, but they were on my draft board. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic.